In the Audiovisualizer Masterclass, you will learn how to make highly customizable, pre-rendered audio reactive animations in Blender. This course is made for every skill level, from beginner all the way to advanced. And the way I've done this is that I've structured it into three modules, and you get access to all of them at once. First, we have the beginner-friendly foundation module, where I introduce you to Blender, we make our own startup file, and we make some music in Reason 13 if you want to try that. When making audio visualizers, I found it to be a lot easier if you have created the audio file yourself. Because then you can, for example, export all the notes as MIDI files, you can make your own sheet music, or you can export every instrument separately as stems, which can be really powerful. So in the first module, we lay the foundation for making audio visualizers. And then in the second module of the course, the Complete Projects module, we make four distinct audio visualizers from start to finish. We start easy with a classic frequency band type visualizer, where the audio files have been split into multiple frequency bands. And the second project is a waveform visualizer that can twist through the air and leave a trail of objects that shows the actual audio data over time. And the third project is a falling notes visualizer that uses rigid body physics simulations to make these cubes hit the ground perfectly synced to the music. And then the fourth project is the melody visualizer, which I'm super excited about, where an energy trail is bouncing from note to note on our own sheet music. So you can really visualize the melody of your own song. So, four complete projects, four distinct audio visualizer techniques. And then this is where this course gets a little bit more interesting, because these four projects are not just randomly selected, they are covering four unique types of audio visualization. So once you've learned these four techniques, we can take the principles of each of them and go a completely new direction. So the third module is the customization module. This part of the course contains 11 unique projects where we take the principles from these four types of audio visualizers and we customize them. So for example, all these audio visualizer concepts were customized versions of the classic frequency band visualizer project. So using the principles from that base project, we can go a different direction, like turning it into these sinuous curves or using geometry nodes to create this curve-based visualizer. And another example of this is in the falling notes project. We can customize it into simulating any object we want. Or it can be used as a lyric visualizer that shows all the words and letters falling down, and then they reveal a hidden word at the end. And the melody visualizer doesn't need to have this plain ground texture, it can be this infinite mirror effect. Or we can even customize it by adding our own drone footage as a video background. So the customization module is where you'll really get to explore new ideas based on the techniques you'll be learning in this course. And then after watching these three modules, there's a short section at the end with some tips if you're making vertical videos, as well as how to export videos in high dynamic range to publish videos in the highest possible quality on Instagram and TikTok. And in addition to all these video lessons, you get 20 Blend files, which includes templates and presets, as well as all the completed projects from the course. You get 15 audio files to practice audio visualization with, where 6 of them are custom songs I made that you can use freely in your publicly shared videos if you want to share your results from the course. Then you also get some other fun stuff, like this waveform generator I made, where you can take any audio file and slice it up into vector objects that you can import into Blender. And there's a MIDI to OBJ converter, which is a super easy way to turn MIDI files into 3D objects. And there's a course guide PDF with detailed summaries of every single lesson in this course, with a clickable table of content, by the way, so you can just jump right to the part you're curious about. And then I've saved the best for last, because included with this course is a dedicated Blender add-on, the Audio Visualizer Assistant. This is an add-on I've been developing while making this course, and it's become such a powerful tool. With just one click, you can create a frequency band audio visualizer from any audio file. But what makes it really powerful is that you can turn any number of objects into a frequency band visualizer. Just select the objects you want to visualize, specify the transformation channels and axes you want to apply the animation data to, and then you just click the big red button. The add-on takes the number of objects, distributes the frequency bands between them. You can even specify the type of distribution, and then it adds animation data to those objects. And it's just so powerful and so fun to use, and I'm really excited about what you will create with this. So this add-on has turned into a tool I use every time I'm working with audio in Blender. Like the one-click import an audio file and set the frame range is such a nice quality of life thing, or this feature to process text to be used as a lyric visualizer. And there's also included documentation if you want to learn more about the add-on. So, that's a quick summary of the Audio Visualizer Masterclass, an in-depth course on how to make audio reactive animations in Blender. Thanks for watching.